Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His servant, He gives him the opportunity easily to do ibadah worship. At that time, that opportunity, that day, that night, that with manners, a person should, with manners and in a nice way, he should implement that action, the opportunity. So today we can see the morning for this day. And the day is about to start, the sun is about to rise, and Allah has granted this to us. And this is a very great day. This is Sayyidul Ayyam, and this is the greatest day of the week. The whole week Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preferred this day extremely. Allah has given us the sacredness, holiness to this day. And the haq, the rights of this day, are that this day should be with caution and adab and manners and with respect we should consider this day. So as I was saying yesterday, that this is that time that at least we can say, Allah, this is your ni'mah, this is a treasure that you've given to us, and we are thankful for this. The day is very great. And in this, the best way of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is the important thing we need to understand, is that the human being, the believer, should have a bath. You should wear good clothes. And this is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that for this day he kept a special libas, special clothes for Jummah. And you should wear that preferable libas that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prefers and likes. You should wear that color that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam likes that color. In other words, any time of any ibadah, then the best preparation for that is that you should implement the action according to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do ghusl, have a bath, used to wear nice clothes, and mashallah, imama used to wear any white clothes he used to wear. He used to apply fragrance, perfume, he used to apply surma to the eyes. He used to wash his body, clean his body. And it's sad to see that I see sometimes that good people practicing, and when I meet them, when they shake their hands, then their nails are long. And it's very surprising to see that. That is Jummah is past, and he didn't follow that practice. That then, and I say to them, Hazrat, your nails are long. Oh, just, you know, I didn't get the time. The time was on Jummah. According to the way that we should prepare for Jummah, that's the time. So the body, to wash the body, to clean the body, to cut the nails, to trim the moustache, to comb and make the beard nicely, to apply oil, and to apply the fragrance, to apply surma, and then to come to Jummah on time, and with caution, preparation, respectfully to recite Surah Kaf, to make the habit, is especially on this day. And all these are the adab, the respect that should be applied to this day. Then we should realize that this day that we are passing is unique and is different from other days. The adab, the respect for this day is separate. And the biggest thing is this, that your eyes, your tongue, your hands, to save yourself from the sins. And this day, to spend with ibadah, worship, to try to do this, make effort that to reduce the dunya as much as you can, and more time should be spent in the ibadah, worship to Allah. The objective, I've told you some specific ibadah, worship on this day, the best ibadah is to recite Durood Sharif. So in this day, the individual should recite Durood Sharif as much as he can, standing, sitting, walking. The best way to do this is that you should select a certain number, 3,000 I'll recite, or 2,000, or 1,000 I'll recite. And mashallah, the best person is that person who Allah has given him the time. And maybe he is in the old age, there's no worries about earning or no other consideration. So they shouldn't waste time at all. They are totally free, alhamdulillah. And it's the best part of your life Allah has given to you for ibadah, worship. So anyhow, those who are running a business, trade, keep a tasbih in your hand and keep on reciting Durood Sharif. Pay attention towards Medina, the Ghumad-e-Khizra, the green dome. And keep on reciting, doing Durood Sharif. And then keep the heart connected. There's a unique feeling will overwhelm you. Most definitely you'll see that by the evening, And then this, when the day passes, the person feels sad that very quickly the day has passed. What a great day, Allah, you gave us then, started from the night of Jummah. So the pious predecessors, this is their tariqah, their method. From yesterday night, Thursday night, they would start the actions with dhikr, adhkar, remembrance of Allah, they spend the night. And just like the night of Jummah is very great. It's like the small Laylatul Qadr, the small night of power. It's like Eid for us, and this day of Jummah is Eid. And the salah, look, is different as well, isn't it? Yes, the effect of the day. And sometimes it seems that the person who dies is fortunate when he goes to the grave, that there's a reduction in azab-e-qabr, punishment of the grave on that day. So this Allah Ta'ala has selected, it's the same day, the sun rises the same way, physically the same day, light is in the same way, spreading. But whatever Allah Ta'ala likes, then the value of that thing increases. So Allah Ta'ala selected the day, it's the same as all the other days, but its greatness increases. And so if Allah selects a human being and prefers that person, then that person's rank increases. It's Allah's choice. It's Allah Ta'ala who wants to select somebody from His mercy. It's not by force. It's not by force. You can't do this by force, that you, by force you take something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selections anyhow. This is the biggest fortune, great fortune for us, that we in our life have been granted another Jummah. We're seeing the morning of Jummah. Until now, alhamdulillah, is passing nicely from the night till now. We did dhikr, the majlis, we had du'as, we had a good discussion. Now it's the morning, we're doing ibadah. Allah has given this to us as well. And Fajr Allah gave to us, alhamdulillah. Now we have the dhikr majlis, the gathering. Up till now, with tartib, nice schedule, in a nice pattern, may Allah give His mercy after this as well, that we don't have any problems. And so where should we start with? Clean ourselves, prepare for Jummah, have a bath, wash yourself, clean your body, take the clothes out to iron them, wear a nice jumper, and everything should be better, unique, according to your capacity, capability. Wear the nice clothes and show to Allah and say to Allah, I'm thankful for this day you've given to me. That Allah, you gave me a great libas, great clothes, you gave me a nice jacket. I'm wearing this. You're being grateful to Allah. And make this niyyah not to show to people. Why are you doing this? Why am I doing this? That Allah, you've given me the opportunity that I can be thankful to you in the week. It's a great day you've given to me. Angels are coming out, they're watching, looking, they're writing the names, and they're welcoming you. And this is a unique thing. This is a khutbah Allah Ta'ala has given to us here on Jummah. So, but the greatest way is this, that according to the Holy Prophet, we should follow that all colors are nice, all different dress styles are good. But what's the color that the Holy Prophet liked the most? That's the best color. Just, this is something to value, isn't it? Appreciate. Yes, fard, wajib, we start arguing about that, then you won't value that. The value of this, to appreciate this, is to spend this day in the way of the Holy Prophet, in the way of the Sahaba. So all of these points, on this Jummah day, Friday, we should implement these carefully. Then there's thawab in everything. And the reward for Jummah is extra more. It's in the narration, it's stated that the reward of Jummah, Allah Ta'ala has increased the reward on Jummah, on Friday. Allah has made the day great, so Allah gives greater reward. So anyhow, up till now, today, Allah's fadl, His karam, His grace, and the du'as of the pious predecessors and Allah's karam and du'a, that we have started this day nicely. May Allah give us more. But there's no guarantee that it will pass through comfortably. So this is Sayyidul Ayyam, greatest day of the week. With that adab, with that manners, in the nice way, we should spend the day, save ourselves from sins, do ibadah, worship. The greatest ibadah worship is to recite Durood Sharif, to have become clean, pure, have a bath, clean everything, nice clothes, recite Surah Al-Kahf, to have that habit. All of these things. It's stated that also if you can recite Surah Jummah, that's good. And after that, then come to Jummah and implement Jummah, pray Jummah. And then when you sit here or sit there with adab, with the manners, listen to the khutbah. Definitely be there at the khutbah time. At least arrive before the khutbah and listen to the khutbah carefully. And it's the sunnah of the khutbah that you should lower your head rather. Not just that, but time repeatedly when the imam is reciting the khutbah, then look towards the imam. This is also a sunnah. Not just keep your head down and look down. No, to lift your neck up, lift your head up. The imam's giving khutbah. To glance at the imam whilst the khutbah has been heard. This is a great respect to the khutbah. You should do, what time should you do dua? When do you not do dua? Should you stay quiet during the khutbah? And you shouldn't speak. Don't elbow people and don't try to take over a space. Wherever you get space, just sit down nicely. If you get a place at the front, then we'll nicely go to the front, comfortably. And the manners are this, respect that, that if you see somebody who's nice, that everyone is, mashallah, better than you anyhow. Everyone is better than us. So if somebody is a pious person or a weak person, pious person is daif as well, give respect. And then you go back and give that person the space. Give space to people. Better. So what's the great achievement here? There's a verse of the Quran as well. Now I can't remember the whole verse. That the manners of the gathering a place. Give a person space. What's the benefit of this? That the reward of the stuff, the row in front, you won't get less than that. Rather you get more than you say, oh, I'm compromising, sacrificing the place for somebody else. So Allah will say that you respected my servant. You sacrificed a better place and you went behind. So, mashallah, that is, it depends on you. It's up to that individual. Does he accept that? Because he wants thawab as well, isn't it? So he'll also think for a short while that why should I waste his thawab? So the hadith comes in front of us that the reward of my brother will get wasted. So I'll go forward. He's giving me a space and he'll get the thawab as well. So these are such ibadah that a person does with his mind. Adab manners. Where do you learn adab manners? By sitting in the company of the awliya Allah, the walis of Allah. The adab manners, good character is taught. Very great learnings. So when you then listen to the khutbah of Jummah, after that, during the khutbah, don't speak, don't do any dua, don't you recite surah, durood sharif, just listen carefully, silently, with respect, and then stand, pray salah, then don't run away. Then what does Allah Ta'ala say? When salah, Jummah is finished, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Why are you running away? Allah says, at least do my dhikr, such a great reward I've given to you. Then why are you running? Allah says, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahimahullah said, that Allah Ta'ala said a unique thing here, that pray salah, Jummah, after that do dhikr of Allah, then after that, فَانْتَشِرُوا. Then go in the dunya, spread out for what? Fadlullah, and then seek the fadl of Allah. So here a point, Hazrat Thanvi Sahib said, that those earnings, when you do it in this way, after Jummah and you earn, then it's Allah's fadl, grace. Allah has given His grace. As a Tanwi Sahib's nukta point, what a beautiful tafsir He's given. So, if you go then, and you want to make your earnings full of blessings, and Allah's fadl, grace, then Jummah, after Jummah, Muraqabah, very great fortune, you can't find this. You find Muraqabah, dhikr is a great ni'mah, treasure of Allah that you're getting. It's Jummah, spreading fairs, okay, in the morning and evening, but the muraqabah after Jummah, alhamdulillah, this is a very great deed, very few and far between, seldom you'll find this, and those people who have sat in great sohbat, only those people who do this, only that person can do this action. I saw Hazrat Sahib in my life, never in my life did I see Hazrat Sahib miss this, Makkah, Medina, wherever they were, soon as Jummah would finish, they would start to do muraqabah, and the Jamaat would be sat behind Hazrat Sahib. Why? Because there's the hukam in the Quran. فَانْتَشِرُوا فِلَدْ. Now go and seek the fadl of Allah. And the earnings, the wealth will become what? The fadl of Allah. Your wealth and earnings after Jummah will be fadl, grace of Allah. It might be less, but it'll be barakah. You came with respect. You prayed Jummah respectfully. You didn't run away after Jummah into dunya. You saw muraqabah, friend of Allah sitting there. You did muraqabah. You should be millions of times grateful to Allah. This is incomparable, impossible. That people sit into muraqabah and remember you. And that dhikr of the heart, 70 times greater, that's another ni'mah itself. How we reject the ni'mahs of Allah. And tomorrow when the grave will come, we'll say, oh, we'll scream and we'll shriek, what mistakes we've made. Neglect when we see the rewards. Oh, that Jummah I left and ran away. I used to go into the dunya, I was worried about shop. And I used to start meeting people, friends. A majlis was happening of the dhikr of Allah. There was no riya, no showing off, and there was no piety, nothing. If only 5 minutes I sat in the gathering or 10 minutes I sat in the gathering. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then that's your passion and you're praying masjid, in this masjid salah. Compare that, where are you getting all these rewards with masjid? Then if you're to travel there, then go to another masjid to get these rewards. The Yara Mali gonna pray salah, but there's dhikr of Allah as well in the other masjid. And I'll get muraqabah there, meditation there. And after muraqabah, meditation on Jummah, there'll be announcement. Allah will say, go, I've forgiven you. So this happens after every dhikr anyhow. This happens, Allah has given the glory to the gathering of dhikr. Allah has given that result that whoever comes to the gathering of dhikr, it's a garden of paradise. Fartau, graze, eat in the gathering of paradise, dhikr. So Allah has given you a Jummah time, the fruits of paradise, but takabbur, pride and haughtiness and arrogance. We don't want to do this. We're better. We know better. We don't know dhikr. Learn how to crush your desires. When you crush your desires, then you become a human being. قَدْ فُلْحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَ وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَهَ. You have to crush the desires, kill the desires, then you become a human being. There's no kibar, no showing off, no haughtiness, big at me, I know this, I've got the knowledge. There's no earnings, there's no barakah in this. In me, the sheep, they bleat like this. They say the meh, the sheep, they bleat as well, the same, they're animals. Yes, and then what happens after that? Then they get slaughtered. end of the day. So look at the benefit. Where's the benefit of the hereafter? What am I doing? To think you're pious and higher and better, I'm better than others, that's total nonsense. So we need to compare ourselves, that which masjid do I get all the rewards if I have to travel 10 minutes more? Try it, go it and get it. Get the blessings and rewards. For this, if you have to take some hours off from work or your business, then take the hours off. Take those off. If you earn less money, you have to close the shop early, then do it. Why do we do it? All my life I ran a business, not one day did I miss a Jummah, not one day. Tell me, never. I had a shop, business, I closed the shop. What happened then? What was the loss? Oh, yeah, it's a business, it's busy time, Christmas season, and Jummah you're closing? I said, totally I am. Alhamdulillah, with happiness, I'm getting enjoyment by closing my shop on Jummah. Yeah, they're looking at me aghast, but I was doing that. Yes, 30, 45 minutes easy. Those customers will come back to me. They will come back, because who sends them? Who gives wealth, earnings? Allah. All my life, spend your life in obedience to Allah and according to the imitation of following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is darveshi, this is spirituality, this is piety. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, please forgive my disrespect. I speak. It's not that I'm better, you're less better. No, I'm learning the lesson from you that today I want my Jummah to be improved. I can be rectified. And I'm speaking to you. Maybe I take shortcuts. So now I'm reviving myself. I'm telling everyone all of these things. What am I doing? I should be ashamed myself. So the 3,000 durush at least you send, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 3,000, you can do it. 3,000, at least you should repeat this on the day of judgment. Will we do this, brothers? Inshallah. At least minimum 300 at least. Yes, it's said about this. It's not that, it's just a saying. It's a kalam writing on this, that there's a limit. Some pious elders have said that the kathir, durood say, they say 300. Some say it's not the case. Kathir is kathir, don't just limit it at 300, increase it. Increase it. So this is a kalam. You understand what I'm saying? So today, Jummah, Friday, because the day that's going to come tomorrow, the day after, is different. We should spend this day differently. Crush your desires. There's extreme reward in this. Your face, appearance, cleaning, washing, bathing, everything we need to do on this day. Sleep less. Everything we should do better. Will you do this, my brothers? Inshallah. Then inshallah, we'll meet you today, Muraqabah and Jummah, after Jummah. Let's do dua that all of us, we have this gathering, and then we do Muraqabah, then fantashiru fil ardi, then seek the fadl of Allah in the dunya, then drive your taxi, then run your business, and then you see the fadl of Allah, all of Allah's grace and blessings will come into that. Okay, there's a few points that came into my mind. I took some of your time for our Islam. Allah Ta'ala give us the ability and give us the tawfiq to practice this. Now, we'll do muraqabah meditation. Focus towards your heart. And inside your heart, with the tongue of the heart, without saying anything verbally, Allah, 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 repeat His name.